ISO NE initial LTTP analysis rules out 4 of 6 proposals, written by John Lampson and read by an automated voice. ISO New England's initial review of proposals submitted for a first-of-its-kind transmission procurement indicates 4 of the 6 proposals do not meet the technical requirements and are not eligible for selection. The screening narrows an already limited group of projects eligible for selection in ISO New England's first run of its longer-term transmission planning, or LTTP procurement process. This procurement is focused on increasing transmission capacity in Maine and New Hampshire and enabling the interconnection of onshore wind in northern Maine. ISO New England received 6 responses to its request for proposals, or RFP, in fall 2025, less interest than expected. Multiple stakeholders expressed surprise and concern in reaction to the elimination of 4 of these proposals at the ISO NE Planning Advisory Committee, or PAC, on March 24. "I don't think we should sugarcoat this. This is a pretty bad situation," said Alex Lawton, director at Advanced Energy United, expressing concern about how the elimination of projects will affect the competitiveness of the process. To submit a commentary on this topic, email forum@ruinsider.com. ISO NE's initial analysis of the proposals included 3 components: energy standard testing, capacity standard testing, and transfer analysis testing. The energy and capacity analysis evaluated whether the proposals would adequately enable the interconnection of 1,200 megawatts of wind energy. The transfer analysis evaluated whether the projects would increase the limits of the Maine-New Hampshire interface to at least 3,000 megawatts and the Sarag-South interface to at least 3,200 megawatts. Just one project failed the energy and capacity tests. This project could not accommodate the full 1,200 megawatts of additional onshore wind in the energy testing or the expected winter output in the capacity testing due to post-contingency overloads, ISO NE noted. 4 proposals failed the transfer analysis, with ISO NE's analysis indicating thermal, voltage, or stability issues. The 2 projects that passed the physical analyses are similar proposals, ranging in cost from $2.14 billion to $2.20 billion. They would consist of 2 new 345 kilovolt lines and upgrades to existing 345 and 115 kilovolt lines in Maine and New Hampshire. They both have an expected in-service date of late 2032. Several stakeholders argued that ISO NE should allow project sponsors to make changes to projects to address minor issues. "If you cure a minor deficiency and that would lead to a better outcome, why would you not do that?" asked Shadab Ali, Senior Director of Transmission Development at NextEra Energy. But representatives of ISO NE stressed that its tariff does not allow for material changes to projects after submission. They said the RTO has no intention of making tariff changes midway through the procurement process, as this could undermine the value of the RFP. Multiple representatives of NextEra asked ISO New England to provide the data from its analysis to project bidders as quickly as possible to allow sponsors to check for errors. ISO NE said it would provide the data to sponsors on request, adding that it is open to corrections if project sponsors identify legitimate issues with its analysis. Michelle Gardner, Executive Director of Northeast Regulatory Affairs at NextEra, said it is confusing to see so many proposals fail the initial screening given the amount of effort and investment required to develop a proposal. "It's hard to imagine how you would go through all that effort and there's not enough reactive power and a stability failure based on the testing," she said. Brian Forshaw, principal at Energy Market Advisors, said it makes little sense to change the rules mid-process, but that there seems to be a lot of work to do when we get to the lessons learned phase. "With the models and the data used in the assessment all defined from the start, why are there surprises that are coming out at this point in the process?" he asked. Eversource Energy, the transmission owner with the largest footprint in the region, did not comment during the meeting but wrote in comments submitted to ISO NE that it is very concerned by stakeholder suggestions that the ISO allow bidders to modify their proposals during the evaluation phase. "Allowing such changes would undermine confidence in the process," wrote Dave Burnham, Director of Transmission Policy at Eversource. Following the technical analysis, ISO New England plans to move forward on additional analysis of the 2 remaining projects. This will include evaluation of adverse impacts on other parts of the system and a cost-benefit analysis, which will determine whether the remaining projects are eligible for selection as a preferred solution. ISO NE will rely on a consultant to evaluate construction feasibility, corollary upgrade costs, and the financial health of project sponsors. It plans to make a final determination on a preferred solution by September,